The National Conference Party eyes on record win in state elections in Jammu and Kashmir. At 31, Umar Abdullah would become the youngest ever chief minister if his National Conference Party was voted to power in the September-October elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party, which ruled Jammu and Kashmir for 35 years, had a humble beginning in 1951 when the young Abdullah's grandfather, Sheikh Abdullah, known as Sher-e Kashmir, founded the Muslim Conference to oppose state's first Maharaja and the then Congress Party. His son Farooq Abdullah became Jammu and Kashmir State Chief Minister after winning 57 seats in the 87-member legislature in the 1996 elections.
Jammu Kashmir ko ek rakhna aur uski ekta ko buland rakhne ke baad Hindustan ke saath samjhota karne mein National Conference ka bahut ahem role ek bahut ahem role ada kiya hai hamari jamaat ne. Uske baad hum hukumat mein aaye. Hukumat mein aane ke baad ek bahut bada kadam jo humne uthaya hai, jo aaj tak mere khayal se aur kisi jamaat ne aur kisi riyasat ne nahi uthaya hai, wo hai land to the tiller. Matlab jagirdaron se humne zameen leke unko diya hai jo us zameen pe kaam kar rahe the. Aur ye itihas mein aap dekhiye aur baki riyasat jahan pe farmers or land owners ka jhagda chalta aa raha hai, Bihar dekh lijiye.
Umar Abdullah has described the current election the toughest and fielded several young faces to usher in change. He made autonomy the party's pole plank in the election, but he did not offer dramatic solution to the state's ills.
Ek to humne koshish ki hai ki kuch jagahon mein humne naye naye umidwar khade kiye hain is chunav mein, lekin tabdili to aista aista aayegi isme. تبدیلی ہم لانا چاہیں گے اپنے منسٹری میں جب انشاءاللہ بہومت ہماری ہوگی اس الیکشن کے بعد, نہ صرف منسٹری میں بلکہ ہمارے منسٹری کے کام کرنے کے طریقے میں, ہمارے جو گورننس کے طریقے میں, ان سب چیزوں میں آہستہ آہستہ تبدیلی آئے گی, لیکن کوئی اچانک میں تبدیلی نہیں لاؤں گا.
The party's candidates and workers were targeted by militants who threatened to disrupt the polls. So far, 460 people, including the state's law minister, have been killed by militants since the announcement of polls. Ashima Charda, ANI.